All right, here we go. What a game. What a game in Minnesota tonight. And, you know, once again, we talk about the officiating. There was a clear travel to me on the three that sent the game into overtime. And I really like how the Kings have played the overtime without Sabonis. You know, I think that is a key. Attacking the basket, being aggressive, not settling for just jumper after jumper after jumper. You know, again, attack the rim, all right? Attack the rim. And that's what they've done in overtime. And this will be a hell of a win for the Kings because that's a tough way to enter overtime on what looked like a clear travel call, you know? We see it all the time, you know? And again, the league's going to come out and they're going to apologize to the referees when it's LeBron James, but not when it's anyone else, right? I mean, how else do you look at that? Right? So the Kings are going to win this game, barring an absolute miracle. And without Sabonis in overtime, it's pretty good. The bench for the Kings tonight was absolutely gigantic. You're exactly right. The bench was big. Fox, big. And the Kings are going to win this game in overtime. And they'll go back to, you know, 7 games over .500, they'll go to 28 and 21. They'll go to 12 and 10 on the road, but they survived another bad call. All right. At the end of the game, but they end up winning it in overtime. Not official yet, but it will be in 17 seconds. I understand. I get it. I don't like it any more than you do. I think the last 2 minute report is ridiculous, you know? Yeah, I agree with you. It was a good move going small in overtime. I think when Sabonis, you know, gets fouled out, they played a little bit different in overtime. Again, the bench was huge. Huge. The bench was huge, right? So, you know, get the win on the road. I thought that several of the calls on Sabonis were terrible. I thought it was a very poorly officiated game. And you know me, I don't normally say that. But the missed call, the travel call, I don't understand how you missed that. You know, I really don't. You know, Lyles, very good. No question about it. So now they stop the bleeding for a little bit, and they go to a bad, bad San Antonio team. All right? Bad. No question about that. And Anita, you're spot on. Putting in Lyles to draw Gobert away from the rim. It did open up the lane, and the Kings, you know, made very good on that. It's exactly right. So 118-111, and Sacramento is going to win this game in overtime, split the two games with the Minnesota Timberwolves. And then it's on with five more games to go on this road trip. Well, you know, the reality is, and I agree with you, Lyles is the MVP of overtime. I think you're spot on, you know? I agree with the bench as the Kings win it 118-111. Great to have you here on the Sacramento Kings postgame show with Grant Napier on if you don't like that. And again, they could have turned the road trip around even if they had lost. I mean, that's not accurate. You know, if they had lost tonight, they could have gone and won their next five games. And so, you know, I don't know what you're referring to. They got five games left. All right? Dorian's spot on about this. What was the best 5 minutes the Kings played in the game? Absolutely correct. They outscored Minnesota 15-8 in overtime without Sabonis on the floor. I think you're spot on, Dorian. I think you're spot on. Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Sabonis fouled out in 36 minutes. Barnes played 41 minutes. Murray, how about Keegan Murray tonight? 13-13. Fox had 32 points. But how about the bench? 19 for Monk, 11 for Lyles. Light the beam. The Kings get the road win. 118-111. All right. Well, he looked pretty good tonight. Can't argue with that. Can't argue with that. Tonight was good. Tonight was good. Big W on the road. Strong finish. Absolutely right. And you're right, the free throw percentage, not good tonight. 68%. You know? 68%. 68% from the line. Yeah, they are 7-3, but again, I'm looking at the big picture here. Mike is the one that talked about the free throw percentage. Hello from Cambodia. Good to have you on. Morning time over in Southeast Asia. Hope that you were doing well on that part of the world. Sacramento wins it 118-111. Well, I mean, that's what we're on here for, Stan. That's what we're talking about. My take is that it's a hell of a road win for Sacramento. My take is I like the way they played in overtime without Sabonis on the floor. I thought the Kings got screwed at the end of the game. That was a travel to me. Shouldn't have been a three. The game should have been over in regulation. And the Kings overcame that without Sabonis on the floor, and they won. Big win, you know? What's big win, 118-111, all right? So move on, five games left on the road trip. Well, thank you. We appreciate that very much. Went to Bennett's, food was delicious. Well, you know what? That makes me very happy. Ryan is at Bennett's right now with his wife celebrating their birthday. So I appreciate that very much, you know? Appreciate that. 4 o'clock in Italy, next time the Kings have to play in the Coliseum. I'm sure they'd be for that. Oh, my gosh. Man, incredible. All right. Again, talking about teams are taking every game seriously. Well, you know, the Minnesota's trying to make the playoffs. Thank you so much for your donation. We'll put you on the list as we're in the middle of our five-game stretch. We are taking donations via the Super Chat. And the largest two will be on with us, and then we'll take a wild card. So that may be you. Nerman, thank you very much. Greatly appreciate that. You know, somebody says 737 in Elk Grove. How about that? How about that, 737 in Elk Grove? Hey, speaking of Bennett's, thank you very much. I'm glad you went there and enjoyed the food. They've got two locations, and a third is coming soon at Blue Oaks Town Center in Rockland. Roseville on Eureka Boulevard and in Sacramento, or Eureka Road and in Sacramento on the corner of Howe and Fair Oaks. I love their prime seafood. I love the redfish. Their steaks are incredible. Whether it's the bone-in ribeye, they've got prime New York fillets, or the New York steak. They got the fillets. They got hanger steak. I mean, you can't go wrong. It's phenomenal. And I encourage you to go check them out. They're huge King supporters. Brian Bennett and his family, big-time King supporters. They have been great to me over the years. They will be great to you. Their food is outstanding. Be sure and check out their Sunday brunch as well. It's all good for you at Bennett's. All right. And again, don't forget to check out that third location coming this spring to Rockland. Sacramento wins it in overtime. Glad to have you with us right here on the post game, 118-111. All right. So, yes, was a great win. You know, especially how they got screwed at the end of the game. You know, thank you very much, Anita. We certainly appreciate your Super Chat donation. Great point, Anita. Got to win. Got to learn how to win when the threes are not falling. Tonight, just 9 of 30 from downtown, and he found a way to win. You know why? Minnesota was not much better, 12 of 39. And Minnesota lost this game at the foul line tonight, they could say. Sacramento was bad at the line, too. You know, I would say the shooting here, not very good. But, man, you know, somebody wants to know if Bennett's has the games on. They do at their Roseville location for sure. I'm not positive about how in Fair Oaks. It's a different ambiance, but the games are 100% on at their Roseville location. They have TVs in both areas of the restaurant. All right. So you definitely can watch the games. You're right, Lydia. If you don't like that, you don't like Kings basketball. Oh, boy. That's exactly right. Bench, very good tonight. 118-111. That was a real key. Anything else that you look at? The Lakers did lose at Brooklyn. The Warriors won at Oklahoma City. Keep your eye on the Golden State Warriors. All right. Ryan is celebrating his wife's birthday at Bennett's, by the way. All right? Exactly. How about that? Two more wins. I didn't even think about this. Equals last year's total. I didn't even think about that. Good point right there. I don't know about Kevin Herter yet. Well, wait. You know, he left with, what, quite a bit of time left in the third and did not come back. He was not having a good game, to say the least, you know? So, don't know what the deal is. If we find out anything, we'll let you know. You know, the D was better than normal, but the bench did show up. Fox was really good tonight. And now you see, all right, here's where you absolutely, there's no excuses for losing the next game. Zero. San Antonio's a bad team, period. They lost tonight at home, all right, to Washington, 127 to 106. They're a bad team. They're a bad team, period. They are. I don't know what else to say about the Spurs. They're a bad team that absolutely, they absolutely need to go and win that game. You know, Sabonis is the real deal, you know. I'm not worried about him, and I'm not worried about Kevin Herter. You're right. All shooters go into slumps at some point. They are an awful team, you know. They are. Eli says anything less than 5-0 would be a disappointment. I don't agree. The road is the road. I think you should win both games against Houston and the game against San Antonio. And then split the other two. I think 4-1. I think you're being a little bit overzealous on that. Keegan was excellent tonight. He was very good. Thought he had one of his best games, you know? Marine's very true. You're right. Bad teams do play well when they take on the Kings for whatever reason, you know? 500 on the road is fine, but not on this trip, Patrick. 500 on the road is not a good road trip. Not when you got the Rockets twice. And you have San Antonio, and you have Indiana without Tyrese Halliburton, and New Orleans, we don't know where they're going to be yet. We know that Zion's not going to be on the floor, but I think you would take 4-1 right now, clearly, you know? Yeah, Murray rebounded very well tonight. That was very good to see. Listen, everyone, you can't play everyone. You can only play 5 on the floor at once. And, you know, let's face it, Davion, as good as he is on defense, is a liability on offense. You know, he played 12 minutes tonight. He only scores 2 points, but he does a lot of other things. I understand that. Okay. Edwards is the real freaking deal. You're right. How about the two games that he had? It's a very good observation. 33 tonight on 14 of 27. He's good. You know? No, it's not weird. No, it's not weird. Oh, you mean is it weird not to see them at the top? Yeah, but there's a reason. They don't have good players anymore. Greg Popovich is the same coach, right? They just don't have good players anymore, do they? Right? How else are you going to analyze it? Generally speaking, coaches that have good players win, and coaches that don't have good players lose, right? There you go. Is that right? Edwards said that he eats 21 bags or more of hot Cheetos fries. So he obviously doesn't care about his body then, huh? Wow. Come on now. 118, 111, the final in overtime. Sacramento gets screwed at the end of the game. I agree with you about this. This was big. If you lose this game after you get screwed at the end of regulation, that would have been 4 losses in the last 5. And then, you know, then you're all of a sudden going, uh-oh, what's going on here? What is going on? You know, I was a little surprised. I think the officials gave him a little latitude. You know, I think they gave him a little latitude there. Don't worry about Kevin Herter. He'll be fine. All right? He's not a rookie. He's going to be fine. He's been around the block a couple times. All right? Don't worry about it. I mean, yes, he does need to, but he's going to be fine. All right, don't forget that we'll be on at halftime and then after the game, after the Spurs game, 118, 111. And don't forget on Wednesday, Jerry Reynolds will be joining me at 3:00. All right. Right here on, if you don't like that, Jerry Reynolds, 3:00. Looking forward to that on Wednesday. All right, let's get to more of your chat messages. Well, you tell me, does that look like a guy that cares about his body? He looks good, but I mean, at some point, come on now. You know, I agree with you about the defense in overtime. I thought it was very good. It does look like it's his team. He's going to be a big-time star. He's going to be a big-time star. No question about it. All right, we look at some of the other messages. I think the refs have had a horrible year, Eddie, coast to coast. You know? Absolutely. I did do the show with Sean. It is on the YouTube page. So when you get done watching this, you can go check out the show I did today with Sean Salisbury. By the way, Sean had some great things to say about Tony Romo, and he and I agree 100%. All right? Hey, Maureen, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thank you. The Niners didn't lose the game because of the refs, all right? If you think they lost the game because of the refs, then you're delusional. 118-111, Sacramento outscores Minnesota 24-17 in the first. They get outscored 36-27 in the second. The score was 28-27 Minnesota in the third. Timberwolves had a three-point lead going into the fourth, but the Kings outscored the Timberwolves by three, 25-22 to force overtime. And then they outscored the Timberwolves 15-8 in the extra session. 118-111 the final. You know, the Kings didn't shoot well, but they get the win. And I don't know about you, but I'll take it. You know, I'll take it. Absolutely will take it. No doubt about that. Somebody said the Timberwolves would be a top three seed had they not traded for Gobert. You know, here's the deal. They also have been playing without Karl Anthony Towns. So, you know, he's been injured for a long time. Keep that in mind. All right. Yeah, is there a double standard in the league or what? The Lakers, you know, they get screwed on a bad call, and the league is so scared of LeBron James that they have to come out and apologize. The referees do. You know, the Kings get screwed, and it's like, well, we're not even aware of it. I mean, come on now. Justin, it's 28-21 and 12-10 on the road. Hello from down under. So we got Cambodia watching. We got Italy watching. We got Australia. Really happy that you are on. Now, LeBron James had reason to get upset. He's not a baby, okay? He got screwed, all right? I don't have a problem with how he acted. I think most players would have been like that. The Kings did not play great defense tonight. They played great defense when they had to. They didn't play great defense in the second quarter when, you know, Minnesota was scoring the ball at will. Boy, that's right. The Golden Jet, Bobby Hull, Chicago Blackhawks, fastest slap shot in the league for many years. Passing away today. Good job there, C-Dog. Good job. Absolutely. Well, I'm sticking up for LeBron because he got destroyed at the end of the game. Hello to the Philippines. Representing again from across the Pacific. Hope everything is going well in the beautiful, beautiful Philippines. All right. Well, you know, he does whine a lot, but, you know, let's face it. That cost the Lakers the game. Cost them the game. 118-111. 118-111. Yeah, Keegan Murray is playing well. I would agree with that, Brian. I like how he's playing. I mean, tonight, 3 of 8 from downtown, 5 of 12, 6 offensive rebounds, 7 defensive rebounds for a total of 13, plus 1 for the game. You know what else? Played 39 minutes. You know, played 39 minutes. All right, assist are down. Yeah, that's a great point, Brian. I think it's a combination of things. First and foremost, the Kings are missing an inordinate amount of open shots. That's going to obviously affect your assist. I do think at times the offense has been stagnant. I think your message is spot on. Absolutely. You know, I think if the Kings can get some size, yes, I do think they will make a trade, but I don't think they're going to do anything at all to jeopardize the future of this team. I really don't. That I don't think. All right? All right, let's hit some more messages right here. Keegan's probably not going to win Rookie of the Year. You know, I mean, he has a chance, but you know, he might be in the playoffs. That's more important. Well, and that's the point that I've been trying to make. No, you don't give Mike Brown an extension. He's in his first year. What are you, crazy? Pelicans go from the top to the bottom, 1-8 in 2 weeks. Why? Injuries. So there you go. I don't get it. You better make sure you don't have any injuries. Do I really have to answer this? Do we have to get my opinion on what I think of an adult spitting on another human being? You really want my response to that? Do you want my response to his arrest record? Do you want my response to hitting women? Do you want my response to calling a member of law enforcement and effing F? Do you want my response to that too? Or do you think that I'm like the vast majority of people that would have a problem with all of those things? But don't worry, you can see him on King's Television, so no problem. No problem at all. No issues. There you go. That would be good if he could win the MVP at the All-Star Rookie Game. That would be great. I agree. That's not a question, Greg, for me. That would be a question for NBC Sports or the Kings. It's not a question for me. All right, let's get to some other messages right here. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your support. I'm so happy that you have found me here and you are joining me right here on the post-game show. Absolutely. You want a rant? What kind of rant do you want? Give me a topic, Stan. Give me a topic. You'd have to give me a topic. All right? There you go. Absolutely. In all fairness, and I always try to be accurate here, I believe that the Kings did not hire him. I believe NBC Sports California hired him, but I don't know that for sure. All right? I doubt that he would have been hired without the Kings agreeing to it. But again, I don't know that. All right. I am not going to just, you know, spread false statements. I don't know the answer to that. Thank you. Appreciate it, Eddie. Thank you for your support. Do appreciate that. Ah, Bula. Bula from Fiji. That is great. Absolutely. Man. Well, you know, this is not my decision, Jason. I resigned and, you know, I don't do the games anymore. I don't know about the future. I really don't. You like the fat rant, huh? Well, I've already done that. You know, there is no, there. You're right. He is not worth the time. He's just there. You're exactly right. Grant International rolling on. Yes. Bula. Rant about the refs. Gosh, I'm so tired of ranting about the refs, Lewis. Man. Absolutely. Incredible. Somebody says, I love the way we play teams twice over a short span. Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. Absolutely. Good for you going to South Korea. Excuse me. Going to South Korea. You going to Seoul? How long are you going for, Michael? I've only been to the airport. Beautiful airport. Beautiful airport. One of the nicest in the world, by the way. What else do we have? Yeah, they are on pace for 47, but have you looked at the schedule after the All-Star break? Going to get very, very difficult, you know? Very, very difficult. Grade on the last five games. Well, we're going to grade the team during this five-game stretch, which started against Toronto. So we got two more games left before we grade this stretch of these five. The previous five, I gave them a B+. Ryan gave them an A-. I gave them a B+. Jerry Reynolds, by the way, gave them a B because of the Philadelphia loss. All right? So there you have it. You know, I've ranted on Kawhi Leonard a lot. You just haven't heard it many times. I also think that most of the time, it's not his decision. All right. Yeah, a lot of people are pointing this out and they're right on. Two games away from tying the wins from last year. It is pretty incredible. Tell you what else is incredible. When you have any plumbing issues, New Works Plumbing, they're awesome. Just go to sackserviceplumbing.com. locally owned for over 20 years. New Works Plumbing, they've got a fix for you. Call the number on your screen or sacserviceplumbing.com. New Works Plumbing, they've got a fix for you. 118-111, the Kings had a fix for the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight as they get the W in overtime after getting absolutely screwed, all right, at the end of regulation. Well, thank you very much. I love Fiji. I was there about 10 or 11 years ago, and that means a lot to me. Finaka, appreciate that. Love Fiji. I might go back. I might take you up on that. How about if I come to Fiji and we'll get, you know, all the Kings fans in Fiji and we'll do a post-game show together? How would that be? How does that sound? Would you like to do that? I'll come there. We'll set up the equipment. We'll get all the folks from Fiji and we'll have a hell of a time. I'm all for that. Fijians are the nicest freaking people in the world. Man, you're good people. Love it. Absolutely love it. You know, Andre, it's a great question, and I think, no, it's not a fluke. He got hurt. He had a serious injury, and he tried to play through the injury after his sister tragically died in an automobile accident, and he was not, you know, in the right frame of mind. And I think he played when he shouldn't have played, and he's never been the same. He turned the Boston Celtics around. He was an MVP candidate. Let's not forget about that. He was an MVP candidate. There we go. All right. Yeah, I might go to an away game. I might. We'll see. Well, thank you very much. You know, the reason for that is people like you and the support. So there we have it. Thank you very much. Isaiah was not a fluke. He was an MVP candidate when he went to Boston. MVP candidate, all-star, big time. Okay, he turned the Celtics around. Stan, you want to go to Fiji? How many people want to go to Fiji and do some post-game shows? What do you think? Let's do it. I'm sure a lot of people would want to go. I'm telling you, it's beautiful. Not that bad of a flight from LA, 10 and a half hours. And then depending on where you go, once you land in, is it pronounced Nadi? Once you land there, then you can go to wherever you want. Fighting a little bit of a throat issue. Says come to Serbia. I've been to Serbia. I was in Serbia in 2007 for a week for Vlade Divac's retirement ceremony. We were in Belgrade. Then we went down to Vlade's hometown and it was spectacular. I love Fiji. Absolutely loved, or excuse me, Serbia. I'm still getting messages from Fiji. Dobro jutro. Dobro jutro. You're right. They traded the wrong player. They should have traded Cousins and kept Thomas. You're absolutely right. How about this? Wait a minute. I gotta look at this one. Here we go. All right. Let me see. We got, well, I'm from Fiji. Well, missed that one. You guys are sending me the messages so quick, I can't even keep up with it. But I got to get to this one that I saw. Let's see here. Maureen, you're from Fiji? Really? I love that. How about that? John wants to go to Fiji. Who doesn't want to go? Again, I've been to Serbia. Wouldn't mind going back. All right, but let me see this one message about if I want to go, they would buy my ticket. And I'm like, here we go. Here we go. Where is that message? You guys are the best. You're sending me so many freaking messages. I can't even stay up with them. All right, here we go. CD, here we go. If you attend an away game, then I'll personally buy you a ticket. Thank you for that. All right. You know, I have not been to Bosnia. I also want to go to Croatia. I want to go Dubrovnik and up and down the coast as well. There we have it. All right, so I get asked this a lot about can I announce a game live on YouTube? I can. All right. First of all, you want to put the my own commercials? Okay. I can, but here's the deal with this. It's not as easy as you think. All right. I know you think that I can just, you know, announce a game and do it all that. It's not as easy as you think. If I could do it, it would require a lot of work for me. And I'm not saying I wouldn't want to put in the work. And here's the other issue. The sync would be off. I understand that. Do I have a good Isaiah Thomas story? I'll just say this about Isaiah Thomas. All right. Is that he's not only a really good basketball player, he's a great person. So, I mean, the biggest story about him, he absolutely lived off of criticism. If you told Isaiah he couldn't do something, he would do it. And he would do it better than even he thought he could do it. He loved naysayers. He loved those that said, you're too short. Well, you're only going to be able to do this. You're not going to be able to do this. Oh, you'll never start. You're only going to be the 12th man, and so on and so forth. That fueled him. He loved that. Absolutely loved that. I'm a huge fan. Huge fan. How about Trey Lyles tonight? What do you think? Kings get the W in overtime. Now it's on to San Antonio, you know? Somebody says, give me some Boogie Cousins stories. How much time do you have, Patrick? How much time do you have? We all loved Isaiah Thomas. You know what? He was one of the best leaders I've ever been around. He really was. He was one of the best leaders I've ever been around. He was fun to watch. Everybody rooted for him. He loved Sacramento, and he was crushed when he was traded. He was crushed. What a horrible trade that was. Pete D'Alessandro, incompetent. Yeah. Of course he would say hi. He's a people person, you know? I think Lydia said it best. He did love a challenge. It's very true. I'll tell you one thing. I'll never forget his rookie year. And I was doing the game in Cleveland, and you're right, Isaiah was taken 60th in the draft, and he was going against Kyrie Irving, who was taken number one in the draft. And I remember announcing the game as Isaiah was kicking his butt, and I said, let me tell you something. Number 60 looks like number one tonight, and number one looks like number 60. Oh, boy. That's what I remember about that game, all right? He destroyed Kyrie Irving in that game at Cleveland. Absolutely humiliated him. And I remember that game very, very well, very well. All right, glad to have you here. Do you think the Kings are going to go 4-1, 5-0? What do you think the Kings are going to do coming up in the rest of this road trip? What do you think? What do you think? I'll say 4-1 because I think the two games against Houston have to be absolute wins, okay? You know what? I might get OP on. I had OP on my podcast, and he was great. I'll ask OP to come on. Would you like Olden Polonese to come on? He'll come on with me. You let me know if you want him on. I have a lot of respect for OP. All right, 4-1. All right. Most people are going 4-1. 4-1. All right. I'll ask if I can get a hold of Isaiah and have him come on. Four and one would be great. I agree with you. 4-1 would be dynamite. I'm with you. Absolutely. No one got along with DeMarcus when he was here at that part of his career. Nobody liked playing with him. Nobody. In those early years, no one liked playing with him. No one. So, no, Isaiah did not like playing with DeMarcus during those period of years. DeMarcus became a better teammate as he got older, but he was still an issue. But in his first several years, no one liked playing with the guy. Nobody. Pete D'Alessandro fired Mike Maloney, stabbed him in the back. Pete D'Alessandro was the most incompetent person I've ever been around in business. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. Because they didn't want to hand out ugly bobbleheads to everyone going to the game. That's why. All right. 118, 111. Next up, San Antonio. Let me tell you something about Rajon Rondo. DeMarcus gave Rondo headaches, okay? Rondo liked Cousins, how do I want to say this? Craziness, his personality, and his competitiveness. But trust me, I was around them a lot. Cousins drove Rajon Rondo crazy. Crazy. All right, 118, 111. Hey, do us a favor. If you like what you're seeing, hit that thumbs up. And if you have not yet subscribed, please do so. 118, 111, as the Kings outscore the Timberwolves 15-8 in overtime. Rudy Gay to me is underappreciated, C-Dog. I agree. I mean, the guy was a professional. He was great in the community. He's tremendous to the media. He was talented. And I missed Rudy Gay. I would take five Rondos over five Boogies any day as well. You know? Well, I don't know what else to say, Cody. It happened all the time. Not just once in a while. All the time. All right. Light the beam. I agree with you, Liddy. The Kings should win against the San Antonio Spurs. And I'll be on right after the game and at halftime with Ryan in Sacramento. All right? Sacramento, San Antonio. Ryan will be in Sactown. I will not be in Sactown, but I look like I'm in Sactown, so what difference does it make? And it's all good. Can't wait. All right? Oh, Terry Tyler. The best. That's a name from the past. Terry Tyler was just phenomenal guy. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Rajon Rondo was unbelievable. All right, I'll tell you a Rajon Rondo story. You ready for this? I'm at media day at the practice facility. I've never met Rajon Rondo. I've never talked to Rajon Rondo. He had just had the big flare-up in Dallas with Rick Carlisle, and he was a mess there. So they bring Rajon Rondo over to me, and I'm live, and Rajon sits down. And Rajon sits down, and I said, hey, Rajon, my name is Grant Napier. I'm also the TV announcer for the Kings, and we're live. You always want people to know you're live. And I said, hey, I want to be fair to you. I've been very critical of you and your behavior in the past, and I want to know if I'm wrong. I'm out of line, but this is your opportunity to tell me, were things as bad in Dallas as they appear to be? And do Kings fans have a reason to be nervous with you being here now? And you know what he said to me? He said, hey, I really appreciate you telling me that. I appreciate, you know, being honest. And I had a great relationship with Rajon. As a matter of fact, we were in Philadelphia, and it was several months into the season. And I walked up to him during warmups, and I said, like, hey, I just want to let you know, man, I don't know what you've been like in the past. I know you've won a championship. I said, but you've been nothing but a consummate professional here, and I just want to tell you how much I appreciate it and how much fun it's been being around you. He's the only guy in my 32 years of covering the NBA that would get on the bus with his laptop. Now, understand, in the beginning part of my career, they didn't have laptops, but I'm trying to make a point. He would get on the bus. He would sit in either the first or second row on the left. First row was normally the coach, but a lot of times the coach would sit on the right. It depends who the coach was. He'd have his laptop up, and he'd be going over the scouting report and looking at video. Never saw anybody else do that on the bus. He did it every single time we got on the bus. The guy was always studying. He was like a coach on the floor, always studying, always. The guy was and is a hell of a basketball mind. And I enjoyed being around him. Brian, thank you very much. Greatly appreciate your super chat donation. You know, well, Danny Ainge was great. I love Danny. I took Danny to his first ever, I've shared this story. I took Danny Ainge to his first ever NFL game. All right, I'm going to get to this real quick. Big Dog is one of my all-time favorites. Love Big Dog. I do talk about him. Love Big Dog. But anyway, I took Danny Ainge after practice one day to his first ever Niners game, first ever NFL game, big Niners fan. He had never been to an NFL game, and I had field passes. And we went to the Giants 49ers Monday night game, and we had a great time, although the Giants lost. But we had a great conversation in the car, and I have all the respect in the world for Danny Ainge. Big fan of Danny's. Big fan. All right? Big fan of his. Well, Spud's one of my all-time favorites. I didn't get to know Bobby as well because he wasn't here that long. But Spud, I consider Spud a dear friend. And I know he considers me a dear friend. And, you know, if I really needed something, I could call Spud up right this second and Spud would be there for me. You know? Well, my stories about Randy Brown is he was just a, he would work his butt off and he would stop you when he was on defense. You know, he was really good. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you joining and following us here on the stream. I got a lot of great stories. The best part about my job are all of the great people that I got a chance to meet and be around. And here's something else. All right. You learn who's full of it. And don't take this the wrong way, but when you're with a team, you know the truth about everything, all right? You learn the truth about everything. Scott is in Indianapolis. And what I mean by that, you know everything. You know what the fans don't know, and you know what the other members of the media don't know. You know everything. And very often, what you think is the truth is not the truth. And very often what you perceive about a certain individual is 180 degrees from the truth. And so a lot of people never understood this. When I used to go on the radio for 4 hours every day, and I would make opinions, it was coming from an incredible source of knowledge. The knowledge being me with my eyes and ears seeing and knowing everything. Now, certain things that I would see and hear were privileged and I couldn't talk about it on the radio, but I could make opinions based on just conversation that I knew were true, and I could lead you down a certain path if you thought it was different. Very often, I would get in contentious conversations with people on the radio about certain aspects with the Kings. And then people go, gee, you're just a homer. Gee, the Maloofs pay you. Just no, because I knew the truth, okay? It's like a family member. Do you think I would ever walk into your home and tell you more about your family than you know? No. So the analogy would be, you're telling me I'm wrong. That's the equivalent of you walking into my home and telling me about my wife and kids. You don't know about my wife and kids more than I do, right? So understand that when you're around a team every day, it's like being around your family every day. And so there you have it, all right? Well, thank you very much. I doubt very much I'm going to have my radio show back, considering that I'm suing Bonneville International for what I think is good reason, you know, but you all are great. I love sharing stories. I hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoy talking about it. Well, he's out of the league right now because he can't help a team. Now he might sign a 10-day contract at some point, but you see, here's what you also have to understand about DeMarcus Cousins. Last year, he was waived by Milwaukee. You remember that? And all we heard were all these good things about how good he did in Milwaukee because Brook Lopez was out. Well, if he was doing so good, why would Milwaukee waive him? So then he was free, and we heard Michael Malone say, gee, the guy should be in the league, blah, blah, blah. And finally, Denver signs him, and Michael Malone has all of these glowing things to say about DeMarcus. Steve Kerr even makes a comment about DeMarcus after they eliminated the Nuggets from the playoffs about how happy he was for him, how what a great player, blah, blah, blah. Nobody asked the follow-up question, well, Steve, if that's the case, how come you didn't want him back after the finals loss to Toronto if he was that good? And how come the Warriors didn't even reach out to him? Why is it that Michael Malone, who publicly has preached in all kinds of affection and accolades towards DeMarcus, how come after having him on the team last year, including that playoff loss to the Warriors, how come the Nuggets didn't want DeMarcus back? Didn't even reach out to him. Didn't even invite him to camp. Sometimes you need to just think a little bit before you say, oh, gee, the Kings need DeMarcus Cousins. No, they don't. And they're not going to. And so when you ask me, why is he out of the league? It's pretty simple. All right? It's pretty simple. Plain and simple. Chris did love Sacramento. He does love Sacramento. The problem with Chris is that everything with Chris is a production. Nothing is easy with Chris. Everything is like surrounds Chris, you know, and Chris doesn't do anything as a favor. You got to do something for him or else he's not going to do it for you. But he loved playing in Sacramento. He did. He did. Listen. The king, he's not coming to Sacramento. I don't know if he's going anywhere, you know? I really don't. All right. There you go. Well, 90% is better than 85%, right? No, I appreciate it, Frank. Well, you know what, Frank? How about this? How about do me a favor and pass the word around and everything else? You know? There you have it. All right. We're going to wrap this one up. I'm keeping all options open. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Join me and Ryan for the Spurs game. You all are the best. I can't thank you enough for your support. So awesome having you here for the halftimes and the post games. Enjoy your evening. The Kings win. And all I have to say is, oh, if you don't like that, you don't like Kings basketball. Oh, boy. So long, everybody. Thanks very much.